John?
Sure. Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show for episode 14. We just wrecked Master Helker's
demolished
shit real good. that was amazing. Yet again, a high tier enemy that you guys decided to take a big risk against and just go for it and roll a bunch of crits and everything works out pretty good.
I think I underestimated how difficult the 10 guys would be because we so easily dealt with the 20, forgetting mm-hmm. that we dealt with them, or 30. It was like 30 dudes.
Yeah, it was.
But forgetting that we dealt with them by like setting a house on fire. So when we started like the whole thing, and I was just like, well, it's like only 10 guys. It's not a big deal. And then Aldo like gets shot, and I was just like, oh, wait a minute. This is actually, that fight was actually really difficult, but luckily we all survived without too much harm.
Yeah, just quick question. When was the last fucking time that any of you motherfuckers took any harm whatsoever?
a couple episodes, yeah.
Yeah.
But see, this is my workaround is that I just send Myth in. And I don't actually, that's why, like, I was like, I'm not even inside the building. Like, yeah, I did risk fatal harm by doing the lightning thing. But most of the time, I'm just like, so I'm going to roll a 3d6 for Myth. And if it doesn't work out, then he's like, fine.
And let me tell you, like, I'm not above saying that I'm a bit fucking jealous of that goddamn talk.
Yeah.
I mean, I love him, of course, but.
Yeah.
He can't get shot by a normal.
I think it's also kind of funny that, you know, it's like, all right, guys, we're going in. First couple rolls go pretty good. 6 on the engagement roll. Like, we could take on the world. It's like, I'm going to push a bookshelf, you know, a bookcase. And then it's like, all of a sudden, I could feel the seriousness, like, like wave over the whole group. Like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. We must think about every single move from this point. And it, like, I think that's one of the great things about this game, right, is like you can feel so powerful and then you can feel just like a fucking ant who's about to get crushed too, you know. Like the swings.
It's not like regular role playing that I'm used to. It's not like hit points tick down. It's like you're fine, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yep.
yeah
suddenly I think you're dead.
We could make it a tradition if you want, Zeke. You can charge 2 guys with guns every session. We could.
Well, man, I had a decent chance on my fucking wreck roll and all that kind of stuff. I rolled 3 dice. I didn't get a 5 or 6, so.
Yeah. No, your odds were all right. It just did not go your way.
Such is the life of roleplaying.
Yep.
Yeah, and then we get 2 people have rolling 2 dice and 2 crits out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, again, like we gloss over these things sometimes. It's hard to keep track of all the ways things can go wrong when they don't. But at the very end, too, I was like, man, this is going to end up being a two-parter because, like, they really need the info. And, like, are they going to be able to bundle him up all of a sudden real fast on the dock and not get into trouble with the Bluecoats or something? Are they going to be able to search his office, like, very rapidly somehow? That seems really weird. Like, I think we might have to cut it. Revisit this next time and see like if these things can happen. It's going to be a bit some cat and mouse. Maybe you have to run away from the Bluecoats or who knows what. And then it was just dominoes, bang, 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 all in a row. Myth took out the guy instead of the sailors jumping in. Rune critted her a tune. Just things.
I started getting nervous when you were like, yeah, the people on the docks are like, they're sailors and they're like, you know, they're armed. So I was like, okay, well, you know, this might go south really quickly, but then you just handcuff the guy, Myth kills the one remaining person, and then just get out of there.
Yeah.
That worked out really well.
Myth rolls their 6. crit when you need one. And yeah, that was good. That could have gotten really messy and awkward at the end, but got away scot-free pretty much. I'm very excited about the pseudo ambiguity with the last words note and the crow's calling card, so to speak. I'm going to make some fortune rolls from some factions and see kind of what conclusions they draw from that.
The player, my character didn't care, even though we said one thing, but like, I really wanted to be like, Zeke, don't leave that note. But since that was me saying that and not necessarily Cadby, I was just like, whatever. But I was probably actually like, I'm not sure about that, but you know, I'm down to see where this roller coaster takes us. So,
yeah, I think we're seeing again, like time and time again in this series, there've been these questions like, hey, you have an opportunity to do something the easier way or the less troublesome way, as long as you kind of ignore your own personal stuff. You can hand over Rune to the Foghounds, you know, and don't have a fight. These things keep happening, and the crew, even though the Last Word has sort of stayed out of the politics of the underworld for the most part, I think you've all made it clear that now, like, you're gonna stick to your own things, and people need to kind of get out of your way or adapt to you. You're not gonna necessarily bend over and do things the way other people want you to do them. So that's been cool. It's neat to see, to ask that question and see the answer through play, because we don't really know for sure when we start.
Yeah.
And I was particularly satisfied with that note.
Yeah, that was a really good one. Very poignant. Yeah,
I like the subtle dig at the Hive too. That's right. The other thing that I'm gonna make a fortune roll about, because it's a little bit of a warning, right? So maybe the right people will pick up on that and take it to heart, or maybe they'll get angry about it. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm guessing the Hive is such an organization that will kind of probably be beneath their notice for like a little bit. I mean, we did take out a pretty good crew of people, but.
Yeah, you haven't necessarily directly gone after them yet. And again, like the other thing I was planning, just to show behind the scenes stuff here, like I was thinking, well, like I'm going to make a fortune roll, because whatever they do in his office, if they're trying to find Velkin, if they go through all his stuff and they like. Figure things out, people coming in after the fact, like they might be able to figure it out. They might be able to understand what you guys are trying to do, and that could be trouble in the future. But because of the way that Rune critted that, like there's no way they're gonna be like, oh, this one thing, this one piece of paper, you know, out of all of his stuff, there's no way they're gonna suddenly zone in on that and realize what's going on.
Right.
So that was another potential problem, that as soon as you start like moving up the chain of these targets, there's a chance that you're going to be alerting the people further down the line. But in this case, yeah, I don't know. It would be very difficult without magic anyway, for them to be tipped to what's really happening. So that was cool. Do I have any questions for you?
I kind of have a question. Yeah. In a situation like this where we are like, no, I guess pun intended, but kicking the bee's nest and whatnot. would it be right to like start bolstering our alliances with other people who would, you know, be against the Hive or not down with what they're doing, or
yeah definitely. Because we're going to start to see it ripple with their allies, like the Dockers, the Leviathan Hunters, who else? There's a couple street gangs they had good relations with. Those people are not going to be at war with you, but they're not going to be friendly, obviously.
Right.
So the reverse, too, whoever the Dockers' enemies are potential allies for you if you reach out to them.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
Well, the leader of the Hive is at odds with Lyssa, who's the person that we did this for, basically.
Yeah.
So she'll probably be on our side, I'm assuming, after this, unless, you know, they get pissed about the whole leaving a note thing.
I mean, would it be right to think that there are even organizations that maybe have not necessarily appeared yet that might, you know, we might invest it. Okay.
Yeah. That's something that your character in particular Marcus.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Okay.
Pull the threads on the web there. And you guys also have like insider knowledge. You know that Maha, the leader of the Hive, like she doesn't want anything to do with occult stuff, and all the whatever's happening in her organization is happening like without her knowledge.
Oh, right, that's true. She's like, so does the Hive, like the human trafficking, like spirit part of it, that's specifically just this like sect of the Hive?
Yeah.
It's not, so Maha, like if she found out about it, wouldn't be happy with it, because yeah, she doesn't want to associate with that kind of subterfuge or criminal, because I mean they are like smugglers, but
they are smugglers.
Those like two things kind of cross her personal line.
Yes.
Okay. So that, I mean, that could be something we could use in the future, because we don't actually, like, we don't have a problem with the whole Hive, mostly, you know, just this one portion of it that is something that she hates anyway. So that's good for us.
Yeah. Yeah. She's kind of inaccessible to you right now, but you do know that, yeah, she would not be in favor of that.
Yeah.
It's a secret that only you know, really, at this point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good leverage if you want to use it.
We give her Lysa. Or Lyssa? Is it Lyssa?
Lyssa.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know. The gears are turning.
Certainly count as vengeance. If she got to go after Lyssa.
Oh, nice. Shit. I forgot to...
Sorry.
No, it'll be next week. Never mind.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, cool. I think that about covers it, unless there's something else you guys are thinking of.
No. Nothing specific. I don't know. There's a lot of things that I'm like excited for in the future that I just like can't wait to get to, but probably nothing we have to talk about now. Just
yeah, I think in Patreon like terms here, the behind the scenes things to take away really are the kind of secrets and the leverage that Marcus is talking about that can be used for future things.
Are you gonna add an extreme drop down to the effect thing on on our sheets?
I need to ask the sheet creator to add that.
Yeah.
That was
extreme ahead, effect.
Two or three more just in case.
Yeah. Can I change the name of Tempest to Vaporizer? On my sheet.
That's right. Just keep rolling sexy, man. You don't even, yeah, it's all good.
One day that's gonna go wrong. It's gonna suck.
Don't say it.
All right. Well, thank you.
I don't
have
any trauma yet, so.
Yeah, you've got plenty of road left in front of you. Thank you, patrons, for supporting the show, supporting our after show, and letting us blab afterwards. It's always fun. We're on a little bit of a high at the end of the show, so it's always good to kind of chat it out, talk about what went down. We will see you guys in the next one next Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. So, next episode of Bates. Bye.